Neonicotinoids are showing up in rivers across the Great Lakes region. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. These insecticides are widely used on farms and lawns and gardens. Michelle Hladek is a research chemist with the U.S. Geological Survey and the study's lead author. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
You sampled 10 tributaries to the Great Lakes every month over a year's time, including four rivers in Michigan. What times of the year did you find the highest concentrations?
We found the highest concentrations in spring and summer. This was expected. These higher concentrations happened after planting of mostly corn and soybeans, and then summer you can get other types of broadcast applications.
I understand that you generally found low levels of these insecticides in the rivers, but there's a difference between levels that might cause acute toxicity and chronic toxicity, right?
That is correct. We did find in some of the rivers that we sampled that we were getting detections of these insecticides throughout the year. In some of the tributaries, we actually got detections every month that we measured. Now, as far as the concentrations go, they were higher in spring and summer. And then if you want to compare them to acute and chronic toxicity levels, rarely were we ever above a acute toxicity level, but for one of the compounds, imidacloprid, we did exceed the chronic toxicity level multiple times.
How much do we know about whether these insecticides could cause problems for aquatic life?
Well, we're learning more. And, you know, with the current evidence, there are indications that they could be causing some chronic toxicity effects in these riverine systems. You know, actual field effects are much harder to measure. This is a complex system with a lot of other contaminants. But there is, you know, more evidence, this study being just one part of it, that these insecticides are being found year-round, you know, typically at levels that might be of interest for chronic concern, less so on the acute toxicity level.
Of all of the creatures in a river, what would be the most sensitive?
So typically with what we're finding are these aquatic invertebrates. So small, like water fleas, and those types of organisms are going to be the most sensitive to these insecticides.
And what are the implications of that?
So, you know, while they're not large and you don't typically see them, and not, you know, something that you think of more like, say, a fish being affected in an ecosystem, you know, these small organisms, these small invertebrates are, you know, the basis for food for a lot of other species in an aquatic environment. So there, you know, is concern that if these lower level organisms are being affected, that can then, you know, affect the food source that other species need.
What kind of correlations did you find between land use and your detections of these chemicals?
So, yeah, the rivers that we measured that we detected most of these chemicals in either had a high percentage of ag in the area surrounding that, you know, that feeds into the river. So, you know, a lot of corn and soybean production. We also saw some higher concentrations in those rivers that were highly urbanized around it. We did have some rivers that were mostly forested around that, and we saw, you know, no detects of neonicotinoids in one of our sites. So for these rivers that have either, you know, a high percentage of agriculture or a high percentage of urban area, or both, we were seeing more frequent and higher concentrations of neonicotinoids.
Michelle Hladek is a research chemist with the U.S. Geological Survey. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.